So we're discussing this verse about this analogy of the stage of Radharani's body and Krishna's, and observing Radharani's beautiful sweet form as he's returning, passing through Varsana on his way to Nandagram. It's very convenient that Krishna's house, Nandagram, is north of Varsana. And whenever he decides to take the cows out, he always goes south. Because south means Varsana. So he had just for work purposes, only for work, he has to proceed through Varsana to do his dharma, his Varna dharma as an Abhira, cowherd man. So he passes through there. And that gives a wonderful golden opportunity to associate with the golden gopis. And so this verse is describing that. This is verse 102, that Radharani's whole body is like a stage, an amphitheater of sports. That lajanta patamarch arachaya rachita smaya prasun angelo radange navaranga damni. This is the title of the thing, verse. Radha anga, the limbs of Radha, the body navaranga damni. It is a damne, it is a place, it is a stan, a location, a stage, you can say, where there's navaranga, ranga, like we say, rangashala. When Krishna Balaram went to with Akrura to Mathura, then they entered the Rangashala. In this case, it was a wrestling arena. In English, they say wrestling arena. But Ranga really doesn't mean, you have to say Mala. Mala Ranga. Mala Rangashala. Because Mala means wrestling. They said Rangashala. Rangashala means the place, the house of play. Shala means house, place. No, go shala, this, that. It's a house of play. So it's an arena. Like we go to a stadium, we call it stadium now? The stadium in Mathura for wrestling, only for wrestling. The Radharani stage of her body, the sporting stage of her body is a very unique stage. And this is also for Navaranga. Navaranga Smara. Lalita Prastavane Yovane. Shoni Hema Varasane Smarani Prendadi Adiyashite Mohanam. Vilapanga Vichitra Tandava Kala Panditya Unmilita. Unmiliti. Srimati Radharani's glances show wonderful expertise in dancing to please the mind of King Cupid, who sits on the... So this is a whole dramatic performance that's going on, and I'm describing the elements of the drama. You may remember yesterday I explained how there's six elements to have a drama. And I listed them, and now we're going through them one by one. So to have a drama, you need a stage, or what we say, platform, pandal, whatever. A stage, and when you stage, a stage curtain, you need auspicious decorations, a dramatic director, a hero, nayak and nayaka, hero and heroine. So this is the, we were discussing about the stage curtain of Radharani's body, which is described here. Now we read that yesterday. Now it's auspicious state. These are the decorations, very auspicious decorations on the stage. They have some silk pendants, or they have some, pots, stapana kumbha with some coconut trees coming there, or just ashok leaves, mango leaves. And so these are decorations for the stage. Maybe complete banana tree. To just take a banana leaf is not considered auspicious. I mean, it's auspicious to eat from, and very healthy and nourishing to eat. Take mahaprasadam from a kela pata. But for auspicious yagyas and functions, a whole tree is maybe taken, and on either side of the pravesh, the entranceway. So the stage of Radharani's body is decorated with auspicious decorations, which are being described here in this particular. So that's the stage. And the stage is the, these are decorations. According to tradition, flowers are strewn over the stage at the beginning of the play. So what are the flower decorations here? And it says, Rachita Smaya, Prasuna Angelo. Anjali, you know, Pushpanjali, offered to the Guru, Pushpa, flowers, Anjali, this is Anjali. Two hands folded together. Anjali, open, Anjali. Pushpa, in my hands I'm offering flowers to my Guru. Idam Pushpanjali, Pushpam, Ayam Gurave Namaha, like this, or Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So these are handfuls of flowers in the form of Radha's smiles. So her smiles, when she smiles, because the stage is her body and she smiles, that becomes handful of flowers which are sprinkled over her body. This is the analogy that's being given by Prabhupada Saraswati. Flower showers of mild smiles are the decorations on the stage of Radha's body. Sweet, radiant smile. Always, oh, this is, I'm explaining this particular line of Radha Mahima. This verse is describing 112 of Radharas Sudaniti, or 102 of Radharas Sudaniti. It's describing Radha Rani's, Radhika's Guna Mahima, the glorious qualities of her transcendental spiritual form. She has 25 primary qualities, and this particular one is her quality for Ujwala Smita. A sweet, radiant smile. She's always smiling brightly. So this is, I guess, if someone is totally enraptured by the ecstasy of pure love, they'll certainly smile. So this is Radharani's heart's experience of her relationship with Krishna. And every jiva can have such a heart's relationship with Krishna. If the heart has an intense and surrendered relationship with Krishna, in service, Radharani's relationship is in service. She serves Krishna most intimately and most perfectly and most completely without a whiff or a fragrance of any separate motive, provincial interest. She only considers about the universal interest, Krishna's interest, not localized. Localized interest means me and my body, me and my family. Universal interest means the entire universe. Radharani doesn't have any personal agenda or localized interest. All of her interest is in Krishna's pleasure. So therefore, she's happy and she's smiling. And this flowers are... And it's interesting, I guess, obviously I don't have to guess, but Prabhupada was so much absorbed in the Rasa Shastras that even his speech was so much decorated with Leelas. When Prabhupada was walking maybe in New Vrindavan, in the summertime, lots of flowers are blossoming there. And Prabhupada said, see, this flower is blossoming, you know, well, Prafula was open like this, blossoming, wide open, beautiful color, design, and fragrance, aroma. Prabhupada said, these are Krishna's smiles. The flowers are Krishna's smiles. They're nice. So Krishna is smiling in the form of a flower. So in this particular analogy, Radharani's love-induced smiles are taking the shape of flowers and they're being scattered over the stage. But before we enact a drama, first we beautify and purify the stage by dropping all auspicious flowers on the surface of the stage. So when the curtain opens, you see there's the stage and the curtain. So that we have the stage and the curtain, and you open it, and you see the stage decorated with all these flowers. So the stage is Radharani's transcendental form, and the curtain is her, what we said, her eyes, no? Her laja, what was the curtain? Anyone remember? Laja antapatam. Yeah, the laja. She was covered by this, you know, curtain of shyness. It's almost like a curtain, like a parda. It's like, you almost, just if you try to envision the shyness, you know. This is boldness. This is boldness, you know, the physical expression of being bold and proud and confident, heroic, chivalrous. as a posture of showing some shyness. If that's in them, if that quality is within the heart of a jiva in a woman's body, then they may display that type of behavior. But if they don't have that quality of shyness, then they would never stand like that or have a posture like that, because that qualities are expressed externally by behavior, by mudra, by expression, physical, the way you stand. Arjuna asked Krishna, how does a transcendentalist walk? How does a transcendentalist sit? Because he has transcendental qualities. There must be something special about the way he sits or stands. Of course, it's not just a physical question he's asking. He's asking some internal meaning also. Flowers, showers of mild smiles are the decorations on the stage of Radha's body. Now this is the introduction they make. So now you're at the theater, you're observing the stage, the curtain is, don't know what to expect or what you're going to see, because the curtain is closed. Curtain opens and there's a stage. Oh, so many nice flowers, colorful. This will be some joyful performance. Some type, but that's the standard. And Sanskrit drama, Bharat Muni's Natya Shastras, there's no such thing as an unhappy ending. Madhuram Samapayat. Samapt. You hear this? Samapt. Samapt means the end. Aramba, Paramba, and Samapt. Brat Samapt. The brat is over. So Madhurena Samapayat. Samapayat. That everything should end on a sweet note. Maybe you've heard this. Every meeting or every discussion, it's a law of Vedic Dharma that one should not leave a friend crying. It's inauspicious. Although when separated from a friend, you may be crying. Once when Prabhupada was leaving one temple, all the ladies were sobbing and looking at Prabhupada. Prabhupada! Because he would only come every year to that temple, and maybe wouldn't come back again to that temple. So the ladies are very soft-hearted. And so they were crying. And Prabhupada turned to Shruti Kirti and said, this is not very auspicious. This would not be done in Vedic culture. The women would, if they were crying, they wouldn't be seen. The person who's departing, he should not see unhappy people. Oh, bye, Guru Maharaj. That's a very negative thing. That feeling is there, but there's a protocol, there's a behavior. So in cultured people, they know they control their senses. We are not animals. Man may see a woman, and like a tiger, he wants to jump on her. You know, that's his lust. But because he's cultured, for most of us, at least to this juncture of Kali Yuga, then he restrains himself because of the impulse of morality and duty with impinging on his mind to keep him in line, so to speak. The rule, the morality, the law. It's against the law to jump on some woman in the park. You get arrested. The introduction, this is the beginning of the play. Now we're waiting for the drama to unfold. Lalita Prastavane Yovane. The introduction. The ever-youthful loveliness of Radharani's adolescence, the most charming beginning of mature youth, her youthful charms. So the introduction to the drama, to the play, is Radharani's charming qualities of that adolescence. She's left her girlhood as a young girl, and she's become a young lady. What they say in English, they say puberty or something like that. Puberty? Adulthood? But it's adulthood, not full-blown adulthood. It's that Sunday. But they're lighthearted, and because they're like, one foot is in this adulthood and one foot is in childhood. So this is Radharani's age, which is extremely charming and attractive. So this is the introduction to the drama, is her actual, that charm that emanates from her eternal form as a Navakishori. So now this is the fifth characteristic of any drama. There's a director of the drama, and the characteristics. So every play or drama or movie has a director. And these dramas or plays of Radha Madhava's amorous love, who is the director? This is a very tricky question. There's a play going on. Who's the hero in the play? Krishna. Who's the heroine? Radharani. Nayaka, Nayaka. What's the stage? A beautiful golden stage. Her transcendental form. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. What is the stage curtain? Her laja, her shyness. And what is the decorations on the stage? The flowers of her smiles. Probably confirmed that smiles are flowers. So these are Radharani smiling flowers, and the flowers in the garden at New Vrindavan are Krishna smiling. Krishna smiles. So now, who's the director? Because someone, they have all these things here, then you have to, you go, you do like this, and you do like that, and you say like this, and you dance like this. Who's directing it all? Cupid! The god of love, Kamadev, he's directing it all. Smara Nripena, Nripa. I think Nripa means king or ruler. Smara Nripena, this is in the verse, it says Smara Nripena. Smara Nripena Adi Yashite. So he's the director, the master ruler of the, is the god of love. Now what about the director's chair? Actually, there's this particular drama, it's a dance drama. It's one very beautiful dancer. Gandharvika Srimati Radharani Ki. Gandharvika means she dances. When we call Radharani Gandharva or Gandharvika, Gandharvika Giridhari, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his Radha Krishna deities, I believe, in the Sri Chaitanya Math nearby the Yoga Pit in Mayapur, their names are Gandharvika Giridhari. So Gandharvika, Radharani's name Gandharvika, because she is a self-manifested teacher of all the arts of music and dance. And the Gandharvas who are famous for music and dance, they've learned the art through the downline parampara of Radharani. She's the origin of that very art. So she's Gandharva. Gandharvika, and so it's a dance performance. So there's a stage, it's her, she's the stage, she's the stage, she's the curtain, she's the decorations, and she's the heroine, she's the dancer. Now who's directing the whole thing? Cupid. So what's his director's chair? Where does the director, King Cupid, sit? Does he sit on one of those little folding chairs? They take on the site, like a beach chair, and then it says in the back, director. He has a little baseball cap, sunglasses, and he's there. Right? Shoot this again. No, come in from this angle. No, this wasn't done right. It's like this. Then he gets on the stage. It's like this. So what's his chair? Shoni Hima Varasane. Shoni Hima Varasane. The seat or asana, or the director's chair for King Cupid is the beautiful golden hips of Srimati Radhika. It's a very interesting chair. It's only one person can sit there. That's Krishna. Don't even think in your mind of sitting anywhere near that chair. That chair is to be worshipped. That director and that dancer, Gandharva and Giridhari. Giridhari is a director and Gandharvik is a dancer. They're to be worshipped, honored, served eternally. The performance, the drama, the play, the dance, now the performance. So this verse, this line of the verse, Mohanam Lila Apanga Vichitra Tandava, Tandava Nritya, her Lord Shiva, we discussed, he's done the Tandava Nritya. Special male dance, a maddened, impassioned male dance, Tandava Kala. Mohanam Lila Apanga Vichitra Tandava Kala, Panditya Unmilati. And this enchanting drama, play or Lila, this is a description of her dance performance. It's Mohanam Leela. Mohanam. And who becomes Mohanam? The director. Who's the director? Krishna. Who's Cupid? So Kamadev Sri Krishna, the transcendental Cupid, He's trying to direct this play, and he becomes bewildered himself. By the very play he's trying to direct, he becomes bewildered. So then who's actually the director? The director or the dancer? The dancer is directing the director. And this, so this is, now the second part in the same verse is that the performance, so that's, she's actually taken over the direction. And then her wonderful glances, part of her, her glances are dancing wonderfully. They're described. Apanga vichitra, variegated, wonderful glances. Then they display, her glances display the finest expertise in learning. This is panditya, unmilati, in the art of powerful dancing. So tandava kala. So this whole stage, her body is the stage, and she's dancing. And what's dancing is actually her love is dancing, and her dancing of her love for Krishna or Shyam is being expressed through the dancing of her eyes. And when he sees the performance of her dancing eyes, it becomes the most bewildering performance, the most enchanting and bewildering dance performance ever in the history of dance. And it was far superior to the Tandava Kala. She's an expert in the finest learning. Another translation describes a dramatic performance or Prem Leela. Radharani is manifesting great learning of artistic skill by displaying the most enchantingly variegated dances with her astonishingly playful sidelong glances. So it's all about glances, because in the kingdom of love, in the kingdom of pure love, divine love, Goloka Vrindavan, the most intimate expressions of love are simply conveyed through glances. It's not that in our realm of, we are gross, our bodies are gross bodies, our minds are even grosser on a different level. But we depend on a very, filthy form of union to derive bliss or so-called happiness. But in that plane, you've heard this term, it became popularized by Nitya Lila Pravishtam Sri Srimad Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj. He said, eye-to-eye union, embankment of separation, Radha and Krishna were having eye-to-eye union. They're just seeing, hearts were unifying through glances. Glances were the arms and the eyes were the hearts, and the glances embraced each other. And this way they experienced the greatest joy. So this is obviously a vast gulf of difference between transcendental, ecstatic, conjugal love or Shringhara Ras and the paltry, perverted, filthy reflection in this material world between men and women, husbands and wives. There's no comparison. You can't simply look at your wife or go into the highest orbit of ecstasy. Highest orbit of ecstasy just looking at her. I'm flying. I'm off. I'm gone. In another world, simply by a glance. So this is obvious that there, although it's an erotic description on one level, but simply it's exchange of glances. I mean, Radharani's dancing for the pleasure of the director, who's the director and the audience all in one. Kamadev Sri Krishna ki jai. Radha is manifesting great learning of artistic skill by displaying the most enchantingly variegated dances with her astonishingly playful sidelong glances. So the dancer on the stage is simply her glances. And Krishna is relishing the performance of the dancer known as Radharani's eyes, Apanga Vichitra. During this dance performance, Srimati Radharani is exhibiting the qualities of numbers 7 and 3. Radharani's third quality is Chala Apanga. This is listed in her 25 qualities in Sanskrit. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in Sanskrit says, Chala Apanga. Apanga means glance. Which translates as, Radha's beautiful eyes are always moving, ever restless, forever casting sidelong glances. Karakrishi Siamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Then the seventh quality is Sangit. Sangit Prasara Abhigya. Sangit. Sangit Prasara Abhigya. Then Radharani is very knowledgeable and expert in all the musical arts of singing and dancing and playing musical instruments. Therefore, Radharani is the one and only original Sangeet Visharad. People sometimes attend Banaras University or some other school and they get a degree in singing and composing and music, Sangeet Visharad, which is considered a very appreciated degree. They're very Visharad, they're very expert in the knowledge of music. So now, of course, the conclusion of this verse is the hero and the heroine, Nayaka and Nayaka. Every play, drama, or movie has a hero and a heroine, star and co-star. On this performance, our star, Nayaka, Srimati Radhika, what is the effect of her acting on the hero? Krishna's Kaviraj answers this question in Govinda Lilamrita, 19th chapter, verse 92 through 93. In this wonderful, sweet, amorous exchange between Priya, Priyatam, Shama, and Sham, during Sri Krishna's Uttara Goshta Lila, so this whole beautiful thing, Radharani is just standing there, and Krishna's seeing her form from a distance, and then he's taking his mind, the director of his mind, the director of his mind, seeing that beautiful dance performance with dancing eyes being cast from the Chandrashalika to his face and heart. He's ascended that palace top and he's taken a seat there as a drama director, although he's on the ground walking with the cows. Very innocuous and innocent exchange, although it's so overladen with the most erotic descriptions of Ujula Shringhar Ras, Nirmala Prema Braj. But he's seeing her, or Radharani's Shoni, Varahima, Shoni, her beautiful hips are there to be visible. So he immediately transports himself with his speed of mind, like a great yogi, Munipungavanam. Munipungavanam. And the speed of mind, he lands there as a director. And his eyes are sitting there. His eyes are the director, accommodative. His eyes are sitting on Radharani's hips, observing. And when Radharani sees that he's sitting there, she becomes shy. And when she lowers her head out of shyness, then the director also closes his eyes. And then when he opens his eyes again, the director, to look at the form of Radharani and the Chandrashalika and Yavat or Varsana, then the dancing actress of Radharani's feels somewhat shy, so then she smiles, and her smiles cover her body. Her body or her hips and her whole hips and her whole body become showered and covered with a shower of flowers in the form of her shy smiles. And Krishna sees that. Oh, how beautifully the stage of her body is decorated with these shower of smile flowers. That's a very sweet and deep poetic imagery here. This happens about every day at 5 p.m. right now in Braj. We see the greatness of Radharani's divine qualities, guna mahima in action. This one enchanting pastime, Srimati Radharani displays six of her unlimited transcendental qualities. Let's review them and meditate deeply upon Radha's Naam, Rup, Gun, Lila, and Parishads. Radharani's name, her form, her qualities, pastimes, and her associates, Lalita, etc. So these are the six qualities. Six out of 25 qualities are revealed in this verse by Prabhupada Saraswati Pad. And this is, of course, the Guna Mahima, the six in one place. Lajantam Patamar Arachaya Rachitas Maya Prasunjalo Radange Navaranga Damni Radange Navaranga Damni Lalita Prastavane Yovane Shoni Himavarasane asane, shoni hema varasane, smaran ripen adyashite mohanam. Lila panga vichitra tandava kala panditiam unmiliti. The rising curtain of shyness, flower showers of mild smiles, in Radha's bodily features, a fresh arena of sports during the most charming beginning of mature youth. Radha's hips are an elevated golden lion throne upon which is situated the master ruler of the god of love. Radha manifests great learning of artistic skill by displaying the most enchantingly variegated dances with her astonishingly playful sidelong glances. So it's an extremely intimate yet tender and sweet exchange of love between a dashing young boy and a tenderly enchanting and charmingly beautiful young girl. So what is the answer to that question? What is Radharani's eternal age? Radharani's eternal age is 14 years, 2 months, and 15 days. What are the 6 qualities? Let's hear them. It's called that we want to hear about Radharani's name, and we want to hear about her qualities, and we want to hear about her leelas, everything we want to hear. This quality is madhura. This is Radharani's quality. Number one, I believe in the list of 25 qualities, the first one is Radha is sweet. Radha is sweet. Radha is sweetness personified. Radharani is very sweet. These are 3 different definitions from 3 shastras. And I didn't finish it. Radharani is sweet. Madhura, she's incomparably beautiful in appearance. That's what makes her sweet. Her beautiful appearance makes her sweet. That quality is, this is called madhura. So there's an example of that. Madhura in this verse, 102. Radha is incomparably beautiful in appearance, sweetness personified. Radhange nava, beautiful, youthful body and limbs. Radharani never ages. She's always very beautiful and attractive. And one who worships Radharani and dedicates his life to the service of Radhisham, his heart becomes very beautiful and attractive. And his heart never ages. People say, scientists say, people die prematurely because their hearts age. Their bodies would actually last longer, but their hearts feel old. Their hearts do not feel happy. Their hearts are not happy, so they emanate, the emotional heart of the human being emanates a negative quality. Oh, life is so bad. Woe is me. I have no friends. And so many tribulations and so many upheavals and problems in life, and life's not worth living. So one Acharya coined a phrase, life without love is not worth living. So when one has this firm devotional relationship with Radha and Krishna, then his heart is Nava Yovanam, it's Navaranga, it's Radhange Nava. That limb, Radha Ange, that Shishya Anga Nava, that limb, that Shishya, his heart is always fresh, Nava, Navokishore, Navayovanam Sri Krishna. His heart is always fresh and joyful, and like you meet sannyasis. I met many sannyasis, 100 years old, 90 years old, and their bodies are so old. And hardly they can sit up there like this in the bed like this. But they're very, very joyful and very childlike. Very, very childlike. I mean, their skin is this, that, whatever it is. But their general spirit, their spirit, they have the spirit of a child and the innocence of a child and that the spontaneity and that freshness and sparkle in their eyes. Because they have some eternal loving, a loving source. Their heart is fixed in the source of eternity. So they're drawing their happiness and joy there. It's naturally when you're 20, 30, a little sparky, a little sparkly and a little joyful. But you see, as the years go on, 20, then 30, then 40, and people start, the burden, the heaviness of life, then they start bending more and more like this. Oh. And their posture goes, they start, when they're young, they're like on all fours, like a little cockroach, you know, a little insect. And they finally stand up. Then they finally stand straight, chest out, neck high, chest out. And then they walk like that, and then they're very enthusiastic and hopeful about the prospects of the future, and they're very joyful about the future life. Then as they actually get involved in it and suffer all the difficulties of, you know, material miseries, then they start going, neuro. But a funny thing, when someone has this Radhange Nava, this blissful presence of Radharani in their heart, the older they get, the straighter they sit, and the taller they walk. When Prabhupada sat so straight, he was 80 years old. He was 80 years old. And he walked. When he walked, he didn't walk. Any old man, he walks like all this and that. Prabhupada's walking. Head back like this. He's like, his head was in his heart, and his heart was in the spiritual sky. So that's why he was always like this. The spiritual sky. That's how Prabhupada translates in English in the first canto, Paravyom. You know this word in Hindi, Paravyom? It means the spiritual firmament, which all the planets are floating in this Brahman effulgence, Paravyom. Vyom means ether, sky, like Vyomasura. The Vyomasura demon, he was flying way up there in the ionosphere. He picked up Krishna, he was like the world, what they call whirlwind demon, going like this. He took Krishna into the Vyom. Vyom is way up there. There's air, then there's ether, then there's Vyom. It's like he was, Krishna, and Vishnu said that Krishna got tired of lying around the ground all the time. He's a little kid, so he desired to go for a ride in the sky because he's lying like this all the time, watching these birds go this way, that way. He said, well, it looks like fun. They go like this, and he's watching, he's just lying on his back, birds, he's out in the yard in Nandagram. Or rather in Gokul, and birds are going like this and that and soaring through the sky and flying, and Krishna says, oh, I want to fly like that. So then his Itcha Shakti immediately manifested his demon Vyomasura and said, hey, come on, let's go for a ride. Krishna's going, this is fun, this is fun. He's going round and round and round, and then he's enjoying. Krishna enjoys everything, even it seems like a deathly situation. Then he realized that this rascal is trying to kill me. That's not nice. You take me for a nice ride in the Ferris wheel and we go high in the sky and come back, and then you try to kill me while we're riding the Ferris wheel. That's not nice. You know? You get in the Ferris wheel with somebody and you're going like this and you're way up there, a little kid. Then the guy turns like this, I'm going to kill you. Hey, what is that? You buy me a ticket for the Ferris wheel, now you say you're going to kill me. You stupid. You knock him and throw him off the Ferris wheel. That's what he did to Vyomasura. Knocked him off. Bumped him off. Second quality is Navavaya. Ever youthful, ever fresh youth, always fresh in young age. So this is Radharani's quality. And this phrase in the verse, Lalita Prastavane Yovane, most charming beginning of mature youth, charming youth, Lalita Yovane. Lalita, you can say, oh, Yovane, Komaram Yovanam Jara. What do they say? Komaram Yovanam Jara. Youth, old, childhood youth and old age. Youth, Yovanam. It says, Lalita, 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 Lalita Yovanam. It means a very charming feature of youth. You know, you're a youth when you're 13. You know, they'll call the teens, dangerous teens. You know, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, it's like youth. And after that, you're like dead. I mean, you know, you're like 20, and it's like 20, it's like you're over the hill, you're finished. you're lost, you lost it. There's no more teens. But that early time of youth, 13, this is the Lalita time. She's always Lalita. Lalita Prastavane. Lalita Prastavane Yovane. That's a qualifier. It's a Vishesh. A Vishesh Yovan. A very specialized expression of youth. And that's that frozen moment in time when one is going between girlhood and womanhood is the most beautiful feature of a woman, because there's so many beautiful characteristics mixed in there. The physical attributes of a woman are coming, but yet some of those sweet, playful qualities of a young girl are also combined there. The third quality of Radharani is Chala Apanga. Apanga means eyes, restless eyes, always casting sidelong glances. That's her quality. So what this line in the verse shows that. Mohanam Lila Apanga Vachitra, astonishing, playful, sidelong eyes. Fourth quality of Radharani is Ujwala Smita. Ujwala. It's like Ujwala Nilamani. Her smita, her smile, is bright, sweet, gentle smile. Rachita Smaya. Smaya, that's interesting. Smaya means smile. Interesting, huh? Sanskrit. Smita, S-M-I-T-A, smita, S-M long A, smaya, and then smile. You see, because the origin of all language is Sanskrit. It's the mother of all languages. Seventh quality of Radharani is Sangeet. Sangeet Prasara Abhigya. She's full of knowledge and expertise in the arts of singing, dancing, and playing musical instruments. And this verse is proven, this is shown in this verse 102 of Radharasura Nidhi. Tandava Kala Pandit. She's a Tandava Kala Panditiam. So dancing. Tandava means dancing, but dancing also includes singing. So playing musical instruments, because Lord Shiva, he plays the Damru. And he dances and he sings. Bum, 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 bum. You know, bum, bum? Bum, bum, bole. His 14th quality is Laja Shila. She's always shy. You know, Anushilanam means a cultivation of Shila. So she's always cultivating, always expressing or acting in a very shy way. So this line, Lajantak Patam Archaya, the rising curtain of shyness. That's covering her body with bashfulness. It covers her body with bashfulness. As you can see, each lila of Radha Govinda Yugal is unlimited. Being such, they provide unlimited opportunities for sincere sadhakas to approach them. Remember these lilas and meditate upon them. And as always, we should pray to Sri Guru, Sri Nam Prabhu, Yogamaya, Gopishwar Mahadev Ki, the six Goswamis, Brinda Devi, and to our own Guru Varg, to please bestow their causeless mercy upon us. So someday we can quickly, with purity of love, surrender, and dedication, someday, qualified with the transcendental qualities of purity of love, surrender, and dedication, we can enter these sweet divine lilas and eternally serve Radha Krishna Vrindavan in our own bliss-filled spiritual bodies, siddhadeyas. May Srila Prabhupada shower his mercy on me and all of you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.